from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexia reporting. President Trump pressures the Senate to move on health care. At the White House this afternoon, President Donald Trump turning up the pressure on Republicans who have said for 7 years they wanted to repeal and replace the nation's health care system known as Obamacare. But he also said Democrats have the chance to do the right thing as well by voting to move forward to fix the broken system.
Any senator who votes against starting debate is telling America that you are fine with the Obamacare nightmare, which is what it is.
Trump also tearing into Obama's health care law, calling it a, quote, government takeover of health care and a big, fat, ugly lie that had wreaked havoc on American families. Jared Kushner, the U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, denied that he or anyone else with the Trump campaign had any improper contacts with Russia leading up to or after the 2016 election. Kushner was speaking at the White House after answering questions in a closed-door meeting with the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
Kushner is set to face members of the House Intelligence Committee again tomorrow, on Tuesday, in another closed-door session. Well, the worst ever outbreak of dengue fever in Sri Lanka has killed nearly 300 people, with the number of cases rising rapidly. Sri Lanka's Ministry of Health reports that the number of dengue infections has climbed above 103,000 since the start of 2017, with 296 deaths. The number of cases this year is already nearly double the number of dengue infections recorded in all of 2016. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington. This is VOA News.